I don't know about you, but I don't like celebrities that are only famous because of who their parents are, like Callum Best and Peaches Geldof and Jesus. I heard a reporter on Sky News say at least one person killed in suicide bomb attack. Yeah, obviously. That is the bare minimum you need to qualify. It was something about burning a copy of the Quran in Afghanistan. I was watching it thinking, I would never burn a copy of the Quran because I've got a Kindle. Just delete it, don't fuck about. I'm not worried about Islamic suicide bombers, they can only do it once. A Hindu suicide bomber, that is more of a threat. Because of the reincarnation. Oh, I don't know what's going on. I was going to talk to you about terrorist threat levels in this country, because our government have picked the weirdest words for our terrorist threat levels. You know, sometimes they announce them at the end of the news. The weather, the pollen count, and then the terrorist threat level, for no reason at all. And it's words that I don't understand. So, at the moment, the terrorist threat level in this country is substantial. I asked a police officer, what am I meant to do with substantial? He said, watch yourself. I said, well, I'm not involved. Do you know what the highest terrorist threat level is? How's this for a creepy word? Imminent. What the fuck am I meant to do with imminent? I imagine clench. I mean, I've never been near a bomb when it's gone off, but I imagine that take the edge off, wouldn't it? And we all know that isn't the highest terrorist threat level. The highest terrorist threat level, as we all know, is I don't care if this does look racist, I'm getting off the bus. That is a massive rucksack, and he doesn't need to be saying his prayers out loud. I'm fucking doing one. Where middle-class guilt is overtaken by fear, you know you're in trouble. Of course, with these jokes, I could face the wrath of Islam, which I've always thought sounds like a shit pub. Where are we going? Wrath of Islam. Ah, oh, for fuck's sake. There's no booze, there's no fruit machine, there's no pork scratchings. Yeah, but women can get stoned. A lot of planning is going on in London for the 2012 Olympics. Sadly, most of it is being done by Al-Qaeda. I just don't understand it. Why would you become an Islamic fundamentalist suicide bomber on the off chance you might get 72 virgins when you die? Become a Catholic priest and have them now! Life's for living, am I right? Yeah. My favourite suicide bomber of the last year. Oh, you're better than me because you haven't got a list. Whatever. My favourite suicide bomber... Well, I've got a couple that I really like. The Detroit bomber. Do you know this guy that flew into Detroit last Christmas? So he flew into Detroit airport. He had an explosive device in his underpants. The triggering device went off. The explosives didn't detonate. So there was smoke billowing around, but everything didn't blow up straight away, just smoke billowing. So the other passengers, you can imagine in America post 9/11, how they put him out. They didn't run and get a safety blanket and some water and a stewardess. No, they stamped the fucker out. In quite a camp flamenco style, if this is anything to go by. Possibly with a... But I mean, they fucking ruined this guy. They didn't kill him, but they ruined him. Now, normally, I would say, well, you know what? Fuck him. He was trying to kill innocent people as they flew home for Christmas. Fuck him very much. But my heart goes out to this guy, because his court case is coming up in America in the next couple of months, and he's going to have a very tough time in a court of law defending himself, because the prosecution have got it so easy. The prosecution are just going to go, you telling the truth? Yeah, I'm telling the truth. Were your pants on fire? My favourite suicide bomber, though, he was an assassin suicide bomber in the United Arab Emirates, OK? He was sent to kill one man. He didn't. He just killed himself. Technically a win for them, but I'm very happy with that. OK, so he was sent to kill this guy, and in order to get close to the guy he was going to try and kill, he had to conceal the bomb. He had the bomb concealed, wait for it, up his bum. Literally a suicide bummer. I mean, if people are going to start putting bombs up their bums, the shit is really going to hit the fan. Now, I don't know how that bomb was detonated, but I like to think, in this day and age, even someone as fuck-witted as a suicide bomber, even someone that morally retarded, would have seen the opportunity for comedy in that situation. And that bomb, up his bum would have been detonated something along the lines of, pull my finger. Making passers-by going, what did he have for lunch? It's a very fun job. This is all I do for a living, Glasgow. I travel around the country, I find large groups of people with sort of the same sense of humour as me, and then I tell them jokes for the evening. It's a lovely thing to do. It means I get to go everywhere. Any Irish people in? Oh, a few. Not that many. It sounds like the roads in Glasgow are very nearly finished. I was in Dublin recently doing a show, and I was there with a friend hanging out in Dublin for the day. What could be finer? And he dared me to say this at the end of the show. So right at the end of the show, I went, Dublin, I don't know much about Irish politics. That was pretty much their reaction. A couple of thousand people going, I bet you fucking don't, no. I said, I don't know much about it, but he dared me to do it, so I had to say it. I said, I don't know much about Irish politics. I just think we should have one island united. They were on their feet in Dublin. This guy is all right. And then I added, one island united, under British rule. They went fucking spastic. Any Welsh people in? Any Welsh? Just one. We seem to have contained the problem. Good. I'm loving the Welsh. I really like... Every time I go to Wales, I have a lovely time. The people are very friendly. But I get annoyed every time I go to Wales, not by the people, but by the signs. All the signs in Wales. Have you been there? All the signs. Road signs, tourist information, shop signs. Every fucking sign has to be in English and Welsh. Everything. English and Welsh. It's ridiculous, because it costs a fortune to do, and only 5% of the population of Wales can read. Well, I like to think of myself as an equal opportunities offender. We've done the Irish, we've done the Welsh. Any Scottish people in? Imagine my surprise. Here's a question for you, my Scottish friends. If you were a homeless, alcoholic Scot and you had Tourette's, how would they ever know? Tell you where it's rough in England. I was there recently and I didn't realise it was meant to be rough, but Nottingham, I didn't realise this, Nottingham is the gun capital of Great Britain. Tell you what Nottingham needs, a sheriff. It's quite a silly joke. Are there any Scousers in? Yeah. Oh, there's a few there. All right. Hi, the Scousers. You well? No. What do you do for a living? Oh, sorry, I forgot you're a Scouser there for a second. I apologise, I didn't mean to. That's awkward. I'm not having a go at Liverpool. I'm loving the Scousers. It's a great place to do a gig. It's got a similar feel to Glasgow in terms of people heckle quite a lot. They join in, they're quite up for it, a nice sense of humour. Loving the Scouse crowd. Although I will say this about Liverpool. Liverpool is the only city in Great Britain where JD Sports has an evening wear department. They've got a fucking bridal shop. Can I interest madam in an off-white tracksuit? I always make a bit of an effort. When I'm travelling around the country doing this job, I always make a bit of an effort to do the accent of wherever I am. And I think, generally, people take that pretty well. They like the fact you've made a bit of an effort. But sometimes people get chippy if you don't get it exactly right. I had a guy come up to me. I was doing a gig in the north of England. This guy came up to me after the show, quite aggressive. Yeah. He said, all right, our kid, I don't think you've got any fucking respect for this town. Try and do the voice. We don't even fucking talk like that. Not bad. I said, no, you've got me all wrong. I love Newcastle. I've got a friend that got into an argument with a barmaid from Sunderland. Long story short, he ended up calling her a fat, ugly Geordie cunt. And she said, I'm no a Geordie. I'm no a Geordie. Sorry, that's a terrible accent. But it is how they talk. I'm always impressed when I'm travelling around the place. I came up on the train and I'm very impressed with anyone that can get on a train. Maybe some of you can do this. Can any of you get on a train and you don't have to ask, is it the right train? I'm unable to do that. Whenever I get on a train, I've always got to find someone who looks like a grown-up to me. And go, is this the right one? Is this the one for Glasgow? And we all know the answer, because we've all been asked by a tit like me. The answer is always, hope so. Hope so. I've started doing it on planes. Here's the thing. I don't like swearing during sex. Who wants to hear that kind of language, especially from a child? Oh, the look you gave me there. You prefer a sweary kid. Fair enough. I had a thing happen to me recently, a little bit embarrassing. I got caught. I didn't think this could happen when you're a grown-up. I got caught masturbating by my girlfriend. What do you say? Sorry I woke you. You've got sleep in your eye. People with Tourette's. What makes them tick? That was originally about suicide bombers. I've toned it down for you.